Good morning, and greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. Glad for each one that's gathered out here this morning. For message, turn with me to an Old Testament passage, Book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 33. If you look at Deuteronomy 33, verse 1, is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And I'm not going to take time to read the whole chapter this morning, but Moses, before he died, had blessed the children of Israel, and 33 is, he gives a blessing, chapter 33, he gives a blessing for each tribe, each one of the sons of Jacob. So there was 12 different sons or tribes mentioned. One I'd like to look at this morning is kind of the end of his blessing, or it's under the verse 24 is for the tribe of Asher. Verse 25 is the one that caught my attention, and especially that the last phrase. I'll just start reading verse Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. There's none like unto the God of Jerusalem, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Phrase I'd like to look at this morning is the last part of verse 25. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And that's actually what I've chosen for the message title. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And as I mentioned, this is directed to children of Israel. But I believe there's still foundational principles and truths that we can learn from. The same God the children of Israel served is the same God we serve. So as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We have the promise of daily strength. First point is provision of strength. And that is, it's a daily supply. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. This strength from God it's not future, it's daily. It's given to us now, each day. I believe we receive strength from God as we do our days. And how do our days come? It's day by day. And we receive strength day by day, piece by piece. It's one day at a time. And yes, sometimes we can we can look ahead or attempt to look ahead. And we can, how are we going to navigate that? How are we going to get through something like that? Well, we're not there yet. If God brings us to something, there will be strength. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. So shall God's strength be given to us. We receive it one day at a time. And as our days come one after another, God's strength is available to us for that day, for that moment, whatever it may be. End of Matthew chapter 6. Might turn with me to those verses quick. Matthew 6. Matthew 6 is part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' teaching. Verse 25 teachings on worry or about tomorrow, about the future. Verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek after. Seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So again, Jesus teaching here, Jesus reiterating that not that we live carelessly in the moment, but yet we don't need and should not worry what lies ahead. Tomorrow, verse 34, take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Another way you say, today has enough of its troubles, trials, stresses, whatever you want to put in there, that don't worry about tomorrow. God knows what's there already. Verse 32, God knows what we need. But at 33, if we seek God first, put our trust, put our confidence in him, God will provide the strength needed for each day. And that actually is freedom, if we stop and think about it. If we just simply, today, I choose to give whatever I may be facing, whatever I'm going through, choose to give that to God. God will take care of us, as he promised. He will give us strength for the day. And it allows us to, you say, simply focus on now and not worry about the future. Because what are we going to change about the future? Nothing, because we is really beyond our power, our control. This morning, God will supply the strength necessary to meet the demands of each day. If you care to, you can turn to Exodus 16. And this context is children of Israel in their wilderness wandering, wilderness journey. And again, simply the questions of where's our food going to come from? What are they going to eat in this wilderness? Because it's essentially barren land. There's nothing much available to eat. Verse 4, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Again, God promised children of Israel in their wilderness that he would give them bread or manna every day. Except as verse 5, on the sixth day, which would in Old Testament be essentially Friday, they would gather twice as much because on the Sabbath there would be none. But other than that, they were only required or only asked to gather what they needed for that day. And God faithfully did that every day. I don't have the verse written down, but there's a verse that says God provided manna for 40 years until they were in the promised land. Until they stepped foot in the promised land and the bounty of the promised land was available, did only then God stop the manna. But God, again, getting back to the point of God's daily provisions, God's daily supply, he daily supplied the Israelites in the wilderness with the manna. The same is true for us today. God daily supplies the strength we need. And as the Israelites, they tempted to be lazy, or maybe they worried they weren't going to have enough for tomorrow, they would attempted to gather extra. Well, that extra would actually spoil because they were to depend on God daily. Another verse, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. This is Paul writing, and the context that Paul he calls it his thorn in the flesh, and he beseeched God three times to remove it. But 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and God said unto me, which is Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. There again, God's promise for daily strength, his grace each day. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And part of availing ourselves of God's strength is we first need to have a realistic look at our lives, of who we truly are. We are weak, mortal human beings. And it takes humility to recognize that, recognize our weakness. Recognize that we are not as self-sufficient as we think we are. This morning, I believe the more self-sufficient a person feels or perceives he is, the less dependent on God he will be. And this I'm going to say, look in America abroad, but this can come to us personally, collectively, that I believe sometimes in first world countries, it is harder for the gospel to make a difference because of this self-sufficient idea or feeling that I pretty much have my needs met. I have a good job. I can, make my needs met. I have a little extra to do whatever pleasure I feel like it. That's you see that in America. But we're not exempt from it. Do I perceive myself as self-sufficient? Or do I realize I can't do life alone? I need God's help. And it's not always, I don't want to make too broad of a statement, but there's an element of truth that sometimes when we think we have life all together, think we have life figured out, and then maybe we do hit hard time, trying time, that does God withhold some of his strength for us because we're not humble to acknowledge that actually I don't have life figured out. I'm not as self-sufficient as I thought I was. If we want God's strength is there for each day. But I believe there's an aspect that we need to allow God's strength, as in 1 Corinthians 12 there, allow God's strength to work through our weaknesses, and then I believe Christ's power, the power of Christ may rest upon me. God will give us the power we need to face each day, to bear the burdens, whatever, each of us have something in life that, again, if we're honest, have something that is our weakness. Maybe it's something we'd like to change, would change, as Paul did. He would have liked if his thorn in the flesh was removed. But instead, God said, let my power work through you. Let my strength enable you. And to go on in life. Next point I have is God's faithfulness. Maybe kind of ties in with what I was saying earlier, but this daily strength, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. God, in providing daily strength, is faithful to do that. Is not one day going to dry up or be gone. Lamentations 3:21-25. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. God is faithful. His compassions, his mercies are new every day. Every morning, every day. They're new, they're available. They're there for each day. We receive strength from God as long as our days continue. God is faithfully there. There's the constant provision, the constant reassurance we have that God was, is, and always will be, because God cannot change in his faithfulness. As our days differ, so does the strength of God. It's suited for that day. Few verses out of Isaiah 44 verse 8, fear not, neither be afraid, for have I not told thee that from that time, and have declared it, ye are even my witnesses, is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. And in Isaiah 45, beginning of verse 5, it says, I am the Lord, there is none else, there is no God beside me. This morning, God is sovereign. There is no one or nothing else that can be compared to God. God is unparalleled in power, majesty, his faithfulness, and we can go on. Simply all his attributes. There is no one like that, because there is only one true God. And then Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, and the Lord, it is he that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, fear not, neither be dismayed. Again, there's more promises, more verses like that we could pull out. But the idea I want to bring out here this morning is, in God's faithfulness, he will not let us down. God will not forget us. God's strength, God's power will be there for each day. And as people are, and as if you have not run into it, someday, sooner or later, people let us down. People change. People forget. And sometimes you forget about people, or sometimes, I haven't thought about a certain individual for a while. God never does that. God cannot do that. God never forgets. God never fails. What he has set out to do, he will do. And the promises he gives, God will keep up his promise. God never decides to take it back, because what God sets forth, what God promises in his faithfulness will be there, will come to pass. I believe we can take each day as it comes, because what God promises to do, he is faithful to do that. And God will equip us for every challenge we may face. Moving down a little bit, verse 27 of Deuteronomy 33 says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This morning, the eternal God is our refuge. I like to think of this as protection in trials. We have the assurance of God's presence. We serve an eternal God. God is not bound by time. God's existence is eternal. And it's something as we as humans cannot grasp, because we are finite. We have beginnings, we have ends. And that's how we process life. Things start, things end. God is not that. God is not limited to the limits that we are. God is infinite. He's unlimited. So God is eternal. And he is thy refuge, or he is your dwelling place. That's Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And next Psalm 91, 1 and 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. This morning, whatever our days are, I believe we have, again, the assurance that God is a refuge for us. God is the constant source of shelter for his people. As believers, we do not need to face our challenges. We do not need to face life alone. When is our refuge, is our, maybe say, maybe our secure place, or as another psalm I mentioned is mentioned as a dwelling place. It's somewhere we can and should go when not just when life is hard. Is God our dwelling place? Is that where we go daily for our strength, whether good days or bad days? And again, God is eternal. So I believe God God is and always will be active involved in the lives of his people. And we can put our trust in him. And the next phrase of verse 27 there, underneath are the everlasting arms. And again, the word everlasting, to think of, they're always there. Again, fits is one of God's attributes, eternal, everlasting. The everlasting arms, I believe, symbolize God's constant strength and support. God is always ready to uphold and sustain his people, providing us with the strength for each day, providing us with comfort, with assurance. Came across a quote from Charles Spurgeon on this phrase here. And he writes, "Thy arms, which always were and always will be, arms which always were strong and never grow faint or weary, arms which once outstretched will never be drawn back again, arms which once engaged for the defense of the chosen people shall never cease to work for their good world without end, not failing arms, nor dying arms, but everlasting arms underneath the saints of God." So again, this promise, this assurance we have that whatever comes our way, whatever our days are, God is there. We claim this promise, we can. It's again a assurance or reassurance that we can face the challenges, because life does and will have challenges. But again, God is there to sustain us. We will have the strength to endure whatever God brings or allows in our day. God will enable us to walk difficult paths. This morning, sometimes we can look at other people's lives, other circumstances, trials they're going through. Or maybe my mind goes to the James Martin family, and how can they go through that? The death of a son, a loved one. And sometimes, yeah, sometimes you can let your mind go. It's like, how can they, or how's that possible? And there's other scenarios we can use, and some of them make the comment of we can't imagine, or maybe it's not quite a death, maybe it's some other circumstance as came into someone's life. Maybe make the comment we could never do that. Well, the truth is, no, we can imagine. And no, we probably can't do that because we are not there. We can't imagine a situation until we're there because God has not called us there. God has not brought us there. This morning, The James Martin family, God is there. His everlasting arms are there. Because God has allowed them to go through this, He will give strength for them. And I believe, again, there's different scenarios in our life. And yeah, think of losing loved ones. It's at the moment, you wonder, how is life going to continue? How are you going to keep going? But it's just like anyone else. It's one day at a time. And one day at a time, God gives His strength. One day at a time. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. With God's everlasting arms underneath, God will enable us to walk whatever path He has allowed to come our way. Another saying I've heard recently, and maybe some of you have heard this before, this goes like this. It says, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. I'll just run over that again. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. So if you have time to process, it actually is actually a cycle, if you let it be. But the point I want to bring out of that saying is, are we allowing the challenges that we face to build character, to build strength? And if we come through strong, and maybe life, you say things are going good again, then maybe we're not facing anything, you say, trying at the moment. Are we complacent when things go fine, when we're not under severe, or I shouldn't say severe, but hard times, hard trials? Are we complacent? And what makes weak men is when they become complacent. So in order to weather, I believe, good times and hard times, we need disciplined men and women with good character. And maybe sometimes God allows the hard times to test our character, to see who are we? Who are you who you claim to say? Hard times expose that. And then the end of the chapter here, verse 28-29, in the end of verse 27, the promise of victory, or the promise of, in this case it was the promise of destruction over their enemies. And I believe the concept is still true to us today. And God will help us defeat the enemy if we love and obey him. Obedience to God and his word leads to his favor and blessings in our lives. And it's through faith in Jesus Christ that God's protective power is available to us. I'd like to close with a chorus of a song. Chorus is this. It says, "One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time." Let's kneel.